podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, Andy's secret identity is discovered. We talk about some first world Facebook problems, and we brainstorm ideas to make this shitty podcast a little bit better. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, friends.
And lovers.
And
I don't think
non-lovers. Like,
mostly that. The ratio of lovers to non-lovers is overwhelming.
Oh, whoa. Speak for yourself, little man.
Oh, are you saying most of your lovers listen to Tancast?
Yes.
Oh, well, I am saying bullshit. That is what I am saying. To you, right now, at this time. Bullshit on your face.
Noah?
Show me where I'm wrong.
I will join. I will join in Tim's calls of bullshit. It is two bullshits to you, sir.
Aha!
Show me where I'm wrong.
You are wrong in every way, every day.
No way, Jose.
What the fuck, Facebook? No. I don't need to support Phil fucking Robertson. Fuck him.
Support,
he's fine.
Support him.
Why? He got a show back? He's doing great. I don't have a show. Fuck Phil Robertson.
All right.
By the way, I'm Tim Babb, the TNT. Whoops.
Tim, oh, well. You do have a show. You're on it right now.
Yep, it's Duck Dynasty, Tancast, neck and neck.
Yep.
Yeah, we're about Tim, to overtake them, Tim.
Just about. If I could ever introduce myself, maybe we would. Hi, I'm Tim,
hey,
the TNT.
He's going to call us right now.
Shut the fuck up!
I was waiting for that.
I'm Andy and quack quack, motherfuckers.
Hi, I'm Noah and quack quack, motherfuckers yourself. I'm the N, you know.
All right, I'm the A.
All right. We're all here. Good. Everybody knows who's who and what is what. Now let's talk about how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Excellent. Move along.
All right. Next segment. Why is Noah such a butthole? Why is Noah such a butthole? Nobody knows, but his butthole is big. Mostly because he shoves things up his butt, like appliances and small little animals.
Other than from watching
Noah's
you.
Noah's butthole! Nabisco bling.
Noah's butthole.
Why? You know, everyone's done a musical episode. How come we haven't done a musical episode?
Have you heard you sing?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Noah, I've spent the last 5 years preparing for exactly this question. Unfortunately, I doubt you'll remember the lyrics.
Is it, fuck Andy, la 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 la. Fuck Andy.
That is funny. If we did a whole musical episode and Noah did it in the way he normally sings songs. Andy, how was your week since Noah is being tight-lipped about his super-secret week?
If Noah's got his butthole screwed down, my week was interesting. I went back to Florida. On the day that I was leaving, it was, I think, 56 or 58 degrees outside before 6 a.m., and the morning news did like 20 fucking minutes about how cold that was and how everyone needed to worry about like dressing warmly and everything. I'm like, motherfuckers, I'm in a t-shirt and the sun's not up yet. This is warm. It's fucking January. 60 degrees is great. Yeah, they're talking about like that a fire official on, talking about how people needed to be like really, really careful if they were setting up space heaters, because I guess no homes in Florida come with heaters. They use the space heaters safely and like keep them at least 3 feet away from anything that could catch fire. He's like, so it needs to be 3 feet away from like your walls and 3 feet away from like desks and like 3 feet away from anywhere where you stack papers and 3 feet away from your pets. I was like, I guess pets in Florida just catch fire at random.
I guess pets in Florida also just stand still. move around at all.
Well, its tail could get in there. But, you know, people do not listen to what the fuck they're supposed to do. We are not supposed to have space heaters at our work because they blow out the...
circuit breakers?
Blow out the what?
Circuit breakers?
The breakers. Yeah. And people fucking have heaters everywhere. I'm like, you are the you're the reason. They'll be like, oh, sorry, I have to reset the thing. And it's right next to fucking papers and shit. But like, I'm cold. I'm like, fucking put on a jacket.
Yeah.
Sometimes a jacket doesn't cut it. Like, sometimes it's my fingers. Granted, I don't resort to like illicit space heaters, but I complain a lot. So there's that.
I mean, I think that's acceptable.
Some of the ladies that I have worked with over the years who have defied those rules and put space heaters in their cubes, I noticed that it's like, oh, well, it's really chilly, and I'm wearing a jacket. Oh, okay, it's chilly and you're wearing a jacket. I also see you're wearing a skirt, and it's January. Maybe you should switch to pants or, you know, anything that's going to cover your hoo-ha, not let the draft right up in there. Long dress,
you watch
maybe.
Your fucking mouth. If women are wearing skirts, you let them wear those skirts.
All right.
If we have to blow out a couple of circuit breakers so they can wear their skirts, well, so fucking be it.
Fair enough.
Are we in a circuit breaker shortage? I don't goddamn think so.
Yes, we are.
I am pro skirt. I'm going on record right now. Pro skirt, pro dress, pro anything that shows legs. Shorts, whatever you got. Bring it out there.
Circuit
let
breaker
see you.
Shortage, Tim. We're running out of them.
No. No.
Yes.
No. Yes. No.
What? So,
Tancat.
So you want every
reason debate.
You want every woman to wear skirts, even if it's someone you're not attracted to.
Sure.
Okay.
Noah. Hoo-ha is hoo-ha. I believe Al Pacino said it best when he said, hoo-ha!
Rising tide lifts all skirts, Michael. Michael. Jesus.
Whoa, Tim. Tim.
That's sort of the fatherly advice I give to Michael, so I got confused.
Uh-huh. Do you go down your wife with that mouth?
Yeah. No, are you recording this week? Make sure everything's recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a gem.
I'm recording. I keep looking at it, making sure. Well, at 8 minutes, right? 8:40.
Yeah.
I said oh,
actually,
sometime.
I'm a little less because I had to do a sound check. But yeah, we're good.
I mean, I really think it was because my computer went to sleep, but I don't know why. It only went to sleep for like a second, not like 20 minutes. So I don't know why it cut out those huge chunks. Like, is it because when it wake it back up, Andy, it just still is asleep?
No, it has nothing to do with your computer going to sleep. It's the operating system putting the application to sleep. Being like, you don't need any CPU time. You're not doing anything.
Oh.
Yeah, like, so yeah, I assume we're another Windows surfing the internet waiting for something interesting to happen on the show. Much like our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and so while you were on the internet, while you were on other Windows, they're like, oh, he's not using this. Click.
Yep. Well, but it's not like, you know, you guys, even, you know, if I wasn't surfing the internet, it wouldn't be like, I'm gonna click my Audacity window over and over again. Adjust some settings. Adjust some levels. Or is
I'm
it just
going to grab the top and just move it around the screen because I like to watch the little things dance.
So, if you ever watched it when it happens, Andy, does it, like, just stop? Like, does the little recording line just sit there?
No, it only happened to me once because after that I solved the problem.
I know. I just asked. Maybe you knew.
I learned my lesson right away.
Yes, but did you happen to see any of it?
Oh, no.
I guess
no.
not because you didn't notice till it was over.
Yeah. No, if I'd noticed Audacity in the background just, like, not doing anything, I probably would have taken steps a little sooner.
Nah.
Well, I said probably. There's some wiggle room in there.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah. Oh, so it's cold. It's cold. Or not really cold, but people think it is.
It's not cold in Florida, but it is in Georgia.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, I think it was... So it was like under 60 and fairly windy. I'll grant the breeze made it chilly when I was leaving Florida at like 6 a.m. And I think I landed at noon in Atlanta. I was in the airport for a long-ass time because the people that I caught a ride to the airport with had much earlier flights than I did. So when I landed in Atlanta, it was like noon and the sun was up and I stepped outside and it's like, oh, God, there's my nipples. All three of them. Yep. Oh, goodness. And I got out to my car, turned the car on and let the little dash thermometer like spin up. I think it was 37 degrees at noon. It was like, fuck Florida. You're a bunch of spoiled whiners. Because Atlanta's south. Atlanta's the same latitude as Los Angeles.
It's all relative.
And 2 weeks ago, it was 8 here. 8 Fahrenheit.
It was creeping up towards 100 in Los Angeles.
Woof. That's hot.
Especially for winter, yeah.
Yeah.
I was,
California is in the middle of a fat drought.
Yes.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, it's made national news.
I keep taking hour-long showers. Water keeps coming.
Bullshit to me.
Tim, don't you understand? Noah's just trying to help with the drought. He's like, the more water I can put into the water system, the better. Because water just magically comes out of that tap.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I was fortunate that it didn't rain the entire time my Christmas lights were up. Because, you know, I was worried because the plug, when you plug one into another, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's cool to just be out in the water. I mean, I'm sure they've thought of that, but I don't know that they have or haven't. But I was like, man, I hope it doesn't rain. And then I realized not only has it not rained, not only did it not rain while they were up, it still hasn't rained since then. And I don't remember the last time it rained before then. Not a lot of rain here, is what I'm saying.
What are you telling me, Tim?
What I'm saying is...
Tim's saying...
Rain, dun, 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 it did go away. It hasn't come back another day. Dun, 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 so I guess little Johnny can play.
Dun, 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 da, 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 da.
Oh, what the fuck is Andy singing?
No rain.
I didn't know that was song. I know the song. I didn't know that was what it was called. Sing a little more for me. Sing a little more for me, Andy.
No.
Oh.
I'm done.
But I love you, Andy.
I love you too, Noah.
You know which fucker I hate? Tim.
Who? Yeah. Noah, friendship powers activate. Edge Tim out. Just like last week, which was all lost. We had a thing going last week, Noah, and then you didn't have audio. That hurt me.
Good job, Tim, by the way.
Was that last week?
Yeah. I was impressed. I mean, I could tell that that chunks were left out because I remember conversations that didn't make it in. But
he remember what I said.
His whole points
though.
Were like either Andy or I respond to ourselves because there's nothing. No Noah in the middle. It's like blah 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 blah. And another thing.
Yep.
Going on that point that no one heard. Here's something else I'd like to say.
But every once in a while,
there was a couple of points. Where you got the Charlie Brown teacher in there, where it was like, wah, 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 wah. And then we just repeated whatever it was Noah had just said.
Yep.
It's like, it's just like how Charlie Brown works.
Also, you like remember what I said sometimes and threw in like the robotic voice.
Yep. Well, because you said when we were doing the episode, I was like, oh, that's going to be the title of the episode. Friendship is bigger than bandwidth. And of course, that was one of the pieces of audio that got cut out. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, that tickled me so hard.
Here, I'm going to say it again, and you can cut it back in. Tim, friendship is bigger than bandwidth.
What? On what planet am I going to go back and re-edit that episode?
just slap it.
That episode made me angry. Angry!
Slap it right in there, too.
I'm going to slap something right in there.
Yeah.
My dick.
It's going to be his dick between your eyes.
Oh, I just deleted all the pieces of that so we could record this. So I'm definitely not going back and re-editing anything.
No.
Because I'd have to start from scratch, teasing out Noah's audio like gum out of someone's hair.
Oh, that should be the title of this week's episode.
We'll see.
I make no promises.
So something I was anxious to hear about, mildly curious to hear about, about Andy's week, is you tweeted that someone discovered who you are.
About to mention that. We may have a new listener or two.
I was like, well, because the way you wrote it was like, my coworker discovered who I am. I was like, what do you mean? He looked over? Like, what? Of course he discovered. What are you?
Hey, are you Andy?
Hey, wait. Are you the guy I work with? Yes, I am. We're at work.
No shit! Huh. Learn something new every day. No, he, via context clues, he had encountered Mysterious Andy online and went, wait a minute, Andy? And then he looked back at some things that I had said and he's like, wait, this guy was in Disneyland exactly when my Andy was in Disneyland. So when I was back at work on Friday... He sent me a calendar invite that referenced something that I had said as Mysterious Andy. And I was like, that sounds like something I said. And I'm like going back, searching my emails, like, did I email him something that made reference to this? And, no. So I turned around and was like, is that something that I said at some point? So he sent me a link to where I said it online as Mysterious Andy. And I was like, oh, I'm got. So there was one other guy, that he had let in on the "I think I found Andy online" thing. Like, just happened into me. So I pulled them both together, and I was like, "So, please don't tell anyone else at work that that's my online handle, because I keep that stuff separate." And they're both like, "Oh yeah, no, that's cool." So
now you can never piss those guys off.
Yes, this is true.
This is exactly why you have to kill anybody who finds out your superhero's secret identity.
No, they're both fantabulous people. They are wonderful folks, just the highest quality.
Man, that's not what you said yesterday,
people. Until you piss them off, and now they've got leverage over you. You can't let them have that leverage. They must die.
Tim, they may be listening to this right now.
Prepare your wills. Say your goodbyes.
What?
That's not a knife.
Hey, yeah, by the way,
random
people.
UK accent.
We don't know. All right. Andy says he hates you. He said it multiple times.
Yeah, before we started recording, Andy was talking about how you guys like to smear feces on nuns.
And fuck goats.
And
lots of goats.
Oh, those poor goats.
He tries to tell you that's not how you make goat cheese, but you don't listen.
And about how I hate all the Jews.
One of them is Jewish.
Oh.
Now people can go see if they can find my coworkers online. We'll complete the circle. It's all circular. Just comes back around.
Well, probably most people aren't hiding.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say
I was hiding. But, just maintaining that firewall.
Being,
where it's like
being mysterious.
I don't want somebody to be able to Google my name and find Mysterious Andy.
Right.
Which still hasn't happened.
You know, oddly enough, if you Google my name, I mean, I guess if you go deep, like, I'm definitely not the first Noah Burnett that comes up in Google searches.
Yeah, I'm not the first Andy, whoever the fuck I am, who comes up in Google. Well, if you Google my full name, I'm not the first one you'll find. I like to stay under the surface like a shark.
Or like,
well, apparently when I Google Noah's name, Google shits on itself because nothing's happened yet.
Excellent.
Still connecting.
And then when you see me, Roy Scheider says, "You're going to need a bigger boat because I'm fat."
No, you're not that fat.
Comcast, na 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 na. Comcrap, na 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 na.
Well, you're still connected to us, so it's a good sign.
This is true. I
guess there it is.
We're using up all of Tim's bandwidth because our friendship is so big. So what's the verdict, Tim?
I still haven't found it. Was this your YouTube?
Possibly. You wouldn't.
I don't know. You
wouldn't know it's me from my YouTube though.
Oh, it says Noah Burnett on YouTube, so.
Oh, okay. Well, right, but, like, there's no picture of me. I mean, I guess you would know, because, like, there's...
I would know because of that infamous test video.
Yeah.
My favorite. Noah on Google. Do you have a Google Plus, Noah?
I do.
Pretty sure this is not you. I like cats, McDonald's, I like expensive things, The Maury Show, Watermelon Sherbert, and you.
That is,
you know what,
me.
Tim, I was with you until we got to watermelon sherbet, and now I have my doubts.
Oh, I love watermelon. I didn't know they made watermelon sherbet. I'm going to have to seek that out now.
Seek and you shall find, my friend.
I think it has fried chicken chunks just right in the sherbet.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds terrible, Andy.
That sounds
terribly
awful.
Racist.
Oh,
You know what? That's so stupid, because watermelon is delicious in summer, and fried chicken is delicious all the time.
Yeah, but not together, like, right in the same mix. Like,
No. I was more going after that whole, you know, racist, you know, the black people like watermelon and fried chicken thing.
Well, we fucking do, because it's delicious.
Well, yeah, but so do white people.
This is true.
That would be like saying Asian people love it when it's, you know, sunny and mild temperature outside.
I mean, Colonel, I don't see a black guy on the KFC logo.
I don't know. You know, it's all that line drawing thing. You can't tell what color his skin is.
I tried the new...
Just because he looks like a plantation owner.
Not the new, but the chicken wings that McDonald's sells.
Are they wings, like, with the actual bone in? Or are they, like,
I don't like them.
With a Y?
With a bone in them.
Ah.
Got a bone in them. I'm lazy.
Like all I know is lovers.
I don't want a bone. I don't want to eat around a bone. I just want to pop the whole thing in my mouth and chew on whatever that thing is.
Whatever mysterious chicken stuff.
whatever a nug is. Just put that in my face hole.
Yeah, I just wasn't into it.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'll throw this out there. I'm just not into chicken wings, full stop.
Oh, I like a chicken wing every now and again.
I've also gotten to the point where, like, Taco Bell grosses me out and also is delicious.
Oh, so you're an American.
It's like you eat it and, like, you're like, what is in this? Like, it's just like mush. I was eating a burrito. It's just like...
You know what you need to try?
What?
That tickled me a great deal.
You need to try the cheesy potato burrito, but swap out shredded cheese for the nacho cheese, because the nacho cheese is just more mush. But in addition to the mush, that is all the meat mush, there's going to be actual chunks of potato, so it'll feel like you're eating something that's, you know...
Solid.
Differentiated, at least. It's not like a gruel.
You know, I went to Taco Bell, I think, last week, and I was very disappointed. Like, I got my two usual things, but it's been so long since I've been to Taco Bell, I was like, this, maybe it was just that particular batch, but I was like, this isn't really grabbing me. Hmm. And, like, I ate it because I was hungry, but, oh, Thursday night, I made a triumphant return to Panda Express. I was like, oh, hello, it's been so long. Daddy's back.
Is it me you're looking for?
I'm still not tired of Panda Express.
How can you ever get tired of Panda Express?
I submit to you that you cannot.
It's funny, like, I have had this discussion before where people are talking about, like, well, that's not real blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's interesting that people focus on, you know, it's not real whatever. You know, that's not real Mexican food. That's not real whatever. It's like, it fucking tastes delicious. Like, you know, you could argue if it tastes delicious or not, sure. But, like, you know... Yeah, I know Panda Express is not real Chinese food. I don't give a fuck what they call it. It's delicious.
Yeah. Okay, the day that Panda Express puts up, like goosenecks and scorpions on a stick and shit like that is the day I stop going to Panda Express.
Goosenecks and scorpions on a stick.
Like, Disney's The Little Mermaid is not the same as the actual Little Mermaid. It's still a pretty good movie. I don't...
Because that would be a hell of a downer ending. Well, broken heart, turned to sea foam. Spoiler alert.
Porn is better than actual real sex. I still watch it. I mean, porn is different from it. Oh, fuck it.
Whoa, porn is better than actual real sex. Ooh.
No, it's not.
That was a hell of a Freudian slip there, Tim.
That's the name of his favorite porn movie, Freudian Slip.
Oh, I'm sure that's a porn movie. Hang on, let's look it up. Maybe someone else should look it up. I don't know if I'll find an answer by the end of the episode. Still looking at Noah Burnett's YouTube page, which is some sort of fan video about Minecraft.
Yeah, that's not me.
To the Tune of the Coldplay
totally
song.
Noah. Noah likes to construct things out of boxes.
I typed 14 slip porn and nothing came up right away.
Try Freudian slip it in her.
Eddie, you should get a job naming porn movies.
I've missed my calling.
Wow. We need to create a porn movie called Freudian Slip. And you know what? We'll make it like real sex. Tim, you want to be the star?
No.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
Wait. Of the three of us, who should be the star of this movie?
You.
Come on now.
You.
Is there a legion of followers talking about how big my penis is? No.
No, that's because
wait, Legion
followers. Like Jaws.
It's you guys. You
don't even know how big it is until it surfaces and takes the buoy with it.
It's you two.
And then Rory Scheider says you're gonna need a bigger vagina.
For $5,000, you get the head, the shaft, the balls, the whole thing.
My cock is so big. There's a broken shark cage around it.
Noah's dick's so big it's got a theme song and it goes da-da.
Big cock, big cock.
No, it goes, it's
big
gonna cock, fucking
big
hurt.
Cock, big 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 cock.
The broken shark cage didn't get biggest laugh as I would have thought.
Oh no, I laughed.
It was a funny visual. Sorry. To me. I just see my cock like swimming through the water. Shark cage,
just the wreckage of a shark cage around it.
Yep.
Like a cock ring.
No, his cock. That's only so made big, it more angry. The actor who is not Roy Scheider or the other guy in his mouth. Fuck. I can't think of the other guy. Mr. Holland's Opus. What's his fucking Richard Dreyfuss?
I'm about to say, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of who the third actor is.
Guy.
I have a friend on Facebook who posts more goddamn selfies than a 13-year-old kid. She's like 37. Like, fucking enough.
I will put the, I won't unfriend people, but I will put them on the, only notify me of very important updates.
Is that a setting?
It's not literally very important updates, but there's a setting where you can only, they'll only show up in your feed if it's like, whatever Facebook deems is important. So if you go to the page and it has that little drop down that says whatever thing they're in, there's like get notifications. No, it's not that. It is add to another list. No, it's following. Next to that, there's a little thing that says you're following them. Maybe they changed it actually. Well, you can also be friends with someone without following them. Hello?
Well, there's a little drop down, but it's not dropping down anything.
Yeah, I don't know what it is anymore. There used to be. Do you remember the setting, Andy? Sorry.
Who are you asking?
There's a thing that says see friendship. I think.
Okay. Nope.
Nope.
Wait, more? Nope. Places, sports groups? No.
Nope. Maybe they took it out.
I'm going to have to see all these selfies until I die.
Well, I think the only thing you can do is you can unfollow them, and then they'll still be your friend, but you just won't see any of their stuff.
Yeah, but I like the idea if something actually important happens, I'll be able to see it. The problem is, she's a chick, and so she posts selfies of her tatas a lot, so they get commented a lot, so I'm sure Facebook would think they're important.
Facebook knows, Tim.
Yeah, there used to be some setting where you could, like, I guess they just changed it to follow, unfollow, but you could, like, they had different levels of, like, you know, see everything. See only this stuff. You know what I'm getting tired of? Like, people post a link. Oh, look at these pictures, and you're never going to believe what happens next. I'm like, yeah, I think I will believe what happens next.
Did the Messiah return? Then I believe what happened next. Because short of that.
It's like Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to fucking believe. You know what? fucking one thing had you like, you had to like share it on Facebook or like it before it would show you the last picture. I mean, that used to be a thing like, you know, do this and this and this, and then the picture would appear, and, you know, it was always a lie. Now it's fucking true. Like, now you fucking gotta do shit on Facebook for it to show you the shit.
Fuck that.
Oh, every time I see one of those, like, if you like this, you'll see this. What I read is, this is not worth your time. Done and done.
Someone did it, so I liked it, but I think I had to share it. But I only showed it to me, so no one else saw it. I'm like, fuck you, you're not going to. But then I deleted it. But then I went to I comment on the person who originally posted or liked it or whatever. I'm like, spoiler alert, last picture is a guy's alone. Like, it was a bunch of pictures with him and his wife in the garden over the years. And the last picture is...
Oh, is that the one where, like, she had cancer or something?
I didn't read it. I just looked at the pictures.
Were they all black and white? And was she increasingly bald?
No, like, no, not that
those
one.
Those were giveaways.
Not that one. It was an old couple that were in their garden every season. And there's different pictures of the garden at different levels. One where it was dead, and then the last picture was... She was gone.
Oh,
I know which one you're talking about, Tim.
So it was like the first 10 minutes of Up.
He murdered her, buried her in the garden, and her decomposing flesh poisoned the plants.
She was in the picture with the decomposing plants.
Oh.
Try again.
She was decomposing at the time.
So he had poisoned all of the plants, and when she went out there to tend to them, she pricked her thumb and poisoned herself.
And she fell asleep until first love's true kiss. No. No?
True love's first kiss.
Love kisses. Good night. What I'm getting tired of on Facebook, just because I'm seeing a ton of them, is these, like, what Star Wars personality quiz? Fucking your city personality quiz? Disney princess personality quiz? What? Like, stop it!
You know my Star Wars personality quiz answer was? No.
You didn't take it?
Yeah, it was fuck this.
Oh.
I'm mildly interested in some of those. I mean...
It was just... all of a sudden, it just seemed like there was an onslaught of that was mostly what my feed was. I was like, enough! That's enough! Stop it! Stop it!
I can just imagine like two friends meeting at a coffee shop after Facebook's been around for long enough, and the first thing they do is they sit down and say, what's your Star Wars personality? I don't know. What's your city personality?
I mean, you can complain about Facebook forever. Like, I never understand people who just air their dirty laundry. Like, yeah, thought we were friends, but when you fuck my husband, you know, on the hood of our car.
Whoa!
No, it's never been that bad. But it's obvious, they're airing...
Like, which one of your friends was that? Oh. I want to look at their page.
Yeah.
They're obviously airing some personal grievance for the whole world to see. I'm like, I mean, you know, sure, it's okay to be open, but who cares about your shit? Or...
This isn't even like yelling at somebody in public, because that's transient. When the sound waves stop, unless somebody, like, recorded it, it's over.
Or...
This is like painting it on the outside of your house.
Or the vague messages. Oh, fuck it. I personally hate vague messages. This is our segment, First World Problems.
Whitish wine.
I've written a couple of vague messages, though. I have to cop to that.
I mean... I can't say I never have, but I definitely try to avoid it now. I'm like try to be like pretty explicit. Although sometimes I leave out details that people don't want that I didn't think would matter.
Like, let me guess, these are girl people?
Of course.
Bitches be wanting details, am I right, fellas?
Ladies love to question. Question, question, question. Bitches be questioning.
I'm tired today. Why are you tired? How does that make you feel? How did you sleep last night? What was your dream?
Why are you tired? Because I didn't sleep. What do you...
No, went to Taco Bell. When did he go to Taco Bell? I don't know. What did he get when he was at Taco Bell? I don't remember. Why did he go to Taco Bell? I assume because he was hungry. You didn't ask him any of these questions? Amazingly enough, no.
How did it taste?
I was content to know
for me the
that
flavors.
He went to Taco Bell, and no more information was necessary for me. I assume he went to the Taco Bell, and...
Ate it?
If anything else of note had happened, he would have mentioned it.
See, Tim, I would have told you that the story I robbed when I was there, but you didn't ask me the correct questions.
Yeah, so I went to Taco Bell. Noah, follow up from me. I have a follow-up question.
Yes, you know,
I see this
yes,
more
Tim.
as Noah just being, like, very, very vague on purpose. Noah just goes,
who was with you at the Taco Bell? Can you confirm or deny that you had someone with you?
I will deny that I had someone with me. There's no one with me.
Noah denies going to the Taco Bell with someone.
Yeah, it's funny.
You're not going to believe what happens next.
I mean, I think women view it as like, you know, they're trying to get to know you, get close to you. Whereas I view it as like, if there was pertinent details to tell you, I would have told them to you already.
Today I learned I am a woman.
Do you like to ask a lot of questions, Andy?
No, but I like to provide a lot of details.
Yes, I've noticed that.
You've learned your lesson. Someone asked you so many questions one time, you're like, fuck, I'm just going to give them every detail possible. I'm going to start at the beginning of time.
I must have been a girl early on.
This is on a Tuesday at about 8:56.
Must have been in preschool or some shit.
How do you guys feel about telling people happy birthday on Facebook?
Fine. I seldom do it. Yeah. Unless I can think of something witty to say. Usually I'll just glom on to somebody else's happy birthday.
I mean, do you feel like it's like... Well, hey,
happy birthday, Noah. Second! I second that!
Because I feel like most of people, right? Like, you know, people I'm just going to tell happy birthday to in person. I'm going to tell happy birthday to in person because I'm probably going to see it, right? People who I wouldn't probably even know is a birthday. Like, I'm just going to post. I mean, I may post to my friends in a while, but I'll probably, you know, if it's a close friend, I'm going to see you at some point. And I'm like, hey, happy birthday, buddy. It's good to see you. Here's a kick in the balls.
No. Flip it around. Unless that person's a horrible cynic, when they see people saying happy birthday, it's going to be like, oh, thanks for taking the 30 seconds out of your day to say happy birthday. Even if it was just, you know, a quick post on Facebook.
And even though you walked by a homeless guy...
Just whistling and dancing. I got this code. I'm super warm, and you are not, and your life sucks.
Oh, so
I'm gonna go eat some food because I got money to eat.
I was watching Wolf of Wall Street, and at a couple points they had Robin Leach's voice.
The Wolf of Wall. I swear to God, I thought you said Wiffle Ball Street.
I was watching Wiffle Ball Street.
Can you tell me how to get to Wiffle Ball Street?
And, you know,
fittingly enough, that joke was a big whiff.
They had Robin Leach's voice. And I was thinking, like, would that show, Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, fly today? Like, would people even care or watch it? Or
well, in between Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and now, we've got Cribs, and now every single Real Housewives of whatever the fuck. Yes.
I guess.
He's got a point. It would be a little more niche, I think, than it was. Like, I feel like... But you're right. It probably would be demonized by a lot of people.
No, we still worship wealth. We just worship wealth in a much... I mean, it's like... We don't focus on the fact that we're worshiping the wealth. We just have all these shows where it's like, look at these people. We're making them famous because they're wealthy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Keeping up with the goddamn Kardashians.
Yeah.
Fuck the Kardashians and their faces.
Yeah.
In their what? Oh, in their faces?
Why do they have money? Well, because they're famous. Why are they famous? Because they have money. There's a chicken and the egg for you.
Oh, like, and those Duck Dynasty fuckholes, they were rich before that show even started.
That's true.
They were. They don't need Damien's money.
Nope.
They don't.
But they will not turn it down, and they will fight to get it back if it disappears.
I don't know. Apparently their ratings went down 28%. So, big deal. So
I'm sure they're crying into the millions.
Yeah.
All these hookers and blow barely covers the pay.
Have you seen the pictures?
Benjamin Franklin, you're my only friend.
Have you seen the pictures of them, like, all cleaned up and looking like, you know, waspy?
Like a 90s boy band or something?
Yeah.
Like, because they're not together, because they're one at a time on the beach. But, yeah, it looks like if you cropped all those pictures together, it'd be like, I duck it that way.
Tell me quack,
quack, quack.
And it's funny, people are, like, calling them out, like, see, they're not real rednecks. Look at them all, you know, cleaned up.
Underneath every redneck's redneck and caked on dirt is a normal looking person.
Exactly.
That, if you took a normal looking guy and you just stuck him with, you know, some sort of like manual labor for about a year, he would look like a redneck. He would be, you know, tanned and leathered by the sun. He'd have caked on dirt and grit and whatever.
Well, not only that, but it's like, yeah, really, you're going to base like reality television. Reality television is not reality.
No.
Right. But like, also, you know, people are allowed to shave for pictures. Like, it happens.
No, Tim, they are not allowed.
Hey. He didn't have a beard in a picture. This show is bullshit.
Wait, you mean there's chin under that hair? I thought it was just hair all the way back.
I thought he was like a cartoon character. If you shaved it, it was just eyeballs.
Yeah.
That would be so weird.
Oh, that'd be frightening. That'd be terrifying. That was real. I mean, it's hilarious in a cartoon, but can you imagine really? Oh, sorry, just freaking myself out a little there. I have a vivid imagination. Some of that may be because I am so fucking tired. Because the goddamn...
Why are you tired? What made you tired? How long are you going to be tired? What happens when you're not tired anymore?
I don't know, but I know why I'm tired.
Go on.
Fucking weird dreams are back again.
What are you dreaming about? Oh, we should have Andy call in and tell us his weird dreams.
Or he could just
tell us on the show.
Shh,
Scott, call in.
I'm going to tell you. No, I'm going to tell you right now. I had a dream where there was a bunch of us. In fact, I think you guys may have been there too, but I can't really recall that. But there was a bunch of us that we all had like animals that we were riding. And some of them were like, you know, like dogs and cats and whatever, but they were just huge so we could ride them. And Drew had one that was a moose. And all of our animals could talk, but Drew's moose could only say the word moose. I don't know why the fuck that happened. Like, I have no idea what got that dream into my head. But all of us are like riding around in the forest and, you know, kind of looked like Endor. And Drew goes riding by and his mount just keeps going, moose, moose.
Wait, so those...
Seems legit.
So why do those weird dreams make it so you don't sleep well? Like, does it freak you out, or...?
No, it's just, it feels like I lived through the dream. Like, I wake up with memories of the dream as if it happened. It's not like that fleeting, like, oh, hey, I think I dreamed about it. It's like, I wake up, and all that shit was real. And it's almost like I was awake for that stuff happening. So, like, I didn't sleep. I just switched into a different mode where, like, I hallucinated, but I was otherwise awake. That's what it feels like. So it's probably that I was actually snoring or whatever and waking myself up whenever I was getting into deep dream, and that my my apnea or whatever was keeping me just light enough that the dream was still taking hold, but I wasn't down into really deep sleep, so my brain was actually storing all that information.
Or it could be your sleep apnea, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying, is it could be that the apnea is keeping me at a high enough level of sleep where the dreams are vividly remembered.
Got you. But I mean, just the tired part could have nothing to do with your dream.
Yeah, no, sorry, I mean that the dream could be an effect, not a cause.
Gotcha. Boyz II Men was in my dream, like, a couple days ago.
That's odd.
Boyz II Men?
It wasn't that odd if you know that Boyz II Men was on How I Met Your Mother, which I had just watched before I went to bed.
Ah, I have not caught up with TV from this week.
Spoiler.
I was going to say, no, Boyz II Men was in Noah's Dream? That's probably the biggest gig they've had.
Apparently not.
You know what? Did they make love to you like you want them to?
No, they were getting ready for a show, and one guy was like, oh, I'm getting tired of waiting, so he went down to a different floor and took his shirt off for some reason.
Yeah, I think we know the reason.
When he took his shirt off, Noah, was he on bended knee?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know I'm trying to make a thing here, but I can see we've come to the end of the road.
Jesus Christ.
On a hockey stick. Tim, what are you doing this weekend?
Are we done with the Boyz II Men thing?
They were in my dream. It wasn't anything like particularly weird or exciting about it. They were just in my dream.
Did any of them do the helicopter
dick? It's just so hard to say goodbye to a great bit like that.
Tim, I love you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What am I doing this weekend?
Because I'll make love to you.
I already did that one, dude.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh.
Jesus H. Christ.
It's okay, Noah. You're doing just fine.
Wait. Was that your whole plan with Tim? What are you doing with this weekend?
No. Actually, I didn't think about it until you made that last lame joke.
Okay. Anyway, Michael's a little sick. He's been coughing a lot, so...
Aw, what the deal?
We're probably just going to chill. Maybe watch some movies on streaming.
Ah.
Oh, speaking of which...
Segway.
Yeah, bitches. Stream. So I saw Movie 43 on Noah's recommendation. I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you have the same, what the fuck am I watching here? When Hugh Jackman started?
When you see his balls?
When he took the scarf off and you just see Hugh Jackman with balls. And you realize, that is Hugh Jackman and Kate Winslet. And he's got balls on his neck.
Noah had already informed me that was going to happen. So, no. I was like, well, there are the balls.
Oh, okay.
Sorry if I spoiled it for you.
Spoilers. Hugh Jackman has balls on chin.
He's a good at
it. I like it when he says, did it get cold in here? And then they're all shrunk up into his neck.
What was your favorite one, Tim?
That is a good question. I don't remember. Like, I remember the Sean William Scott one, but I wouldn't say that was my favorite.
Which one was that one?
The Halle Berry one I didn't particularly care for.
That one was odd. I mean, I like the line at the end where they finally get back to her place, which I won't say, but...
Oh.
Crack me up. I like the home teaching one.
Yeah.
That was funny.
What's the Sean William Scott one? What was that one?
It's the one with the leprechaun.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking odd.
I like the superhero one.
Yes,
the
I was
going to
say the superhero one, I think, was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Just watching Batman cockblock Robin.
I also think it's funny that they had Uma Thurman playing Lois Lane. When she had already played my super ex girlfriend, and then they had later in the movie they had what's her tits who played Lois Lane in Superman Returns.
I'm sure.
I think that'd have been funny if they just had her play Lois Lane.
I'm sure women love it when you refer to them as what's her tits.
You know what? I'm a modern male. What's her tits? Because I'm a feminist.
I say what's her uterus.
You know what? No one knows prepared to make that switch that from now on.
What'd you say, Tim?
Sorry. I said I'm prepared to make that switch from now on.
All right.
Other thing I saw on streaming was Dread. I finally saw the movie Dread.
Ah,
like Judge Dredd?
Yes.
And how great was
Judge
it, Dredd, Tim?
Just Dredd.
How much did you
What's
love
this now?
How much did you love Dredd?
I enjoyed it quite a bit. I was I was listening to some podcast and they were talking about it was like an older episode. They were talking about the casting of Batman. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Geeks On. And they had just watched Dread and they were like they weren't that worried. Like, they didn't really have much to say about Ben Affleck, but they were like, after they watched Dread, they're like, come on, just have him switch costumes. He's practically Batman in that movie.
Oh.
Why can't Carl Urban just be Batman?
I never thought about that.
I have to say, because my only exposure to the character other than this movie, like, I never read the comics, was the Stallone movie. I kept seeing Stallone in his facial expressions a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
You know, I never really think about, like, certain actors. I'm like, oh, they should totally play, you know, this person. So I'm not very good at that. The only time I ever thought that was in The Shining. I was like, fuck, during that age, it would be great if Jack Nicholson played Wolverine. There's this one part where he's like all hunched over looking feral. I'm like, I'm like, fuck, he would have been like a good Wolverine just based on that one little part.
With the wild eyes and the hair just kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit, no, you just blew my little mind.
He did play a wolf.
That should be a segment.
What?
If you had a time machine, recast these movies. Like, we should recast a movie every week with a time machine so you can grab any actor from any point in history and put them in this movie.
I think we should sit down and actually do an outline, because we always talk about these segments. Like, yeah, we should do that sometime. And then it never happens.
And then... What?
Welcome to PlanCast.
We got the most organized show on the internet.
That's why our podcast should be about us talking about what it should be about. Now, I think we should have this segment.
Oh my gosh, that's such a fucking great idea. Our podcast is about podcast ideas.
We should talk about how our podcast should be about talking about podcast ideas.
Oh my gosh. We've just inceptioned our conception.
Here's an interesting idea.
Oh, it's better than PlanCast, too.
I mean,
who
I
knows?
Actually think it's interesting. Maybe we steal a segment that we like from other shows, and we just do that. Like, every week, it's like, you know, all right, I listen to this podcast, I think this segment's me. Or, you know, some of them may be shorter than others. Like, maybe we can do multiple segments.
I think Noah presupposes that we have some talent.
No, it doesn't have to be talent. Like, we could do one time. We could do, like, a, you know, we can get a guest on and do, like, a Douglas Movies, Leonard Maltin type of thing. Or
one of the many other games he plays.
Yeah. Or, yeah, that too. I mean, which...
Build a title.
Which requires a lot less prep work.
Exactly. What was... Because we were... Me and Andy and our wives were playing one of the Douglas Movies games in line at Disneyland. Oh, it was the...
ABCD's Nuts.
ABCD's Nuts.
Isn't that the build a title?
I wanted to record it.
What's the ABC's Nuts?
That's when you either do the alphabet or you spell a word with each letter of the word. You have to think of a movie title.
Oh, got you. Yeah. Okay.
And the and count as the beginning of the movie title, so you can't use, like, The Godfather for G.
That one's fun. That makes it hard.
It does. Then we played with television shows. And my wife and mom and I played on most of the drive back home from L.A. to San Francisco. And that ended up being 10 hours. So we ran out of all the movies and all the television shows, especially ones starting with S, E, and one other letter was like, I. Like, if an I came up, we were like, fuck!
Well, also, like, Doug Bench is really good at remembering movies.
Inuyasha.
I mean, maybe you are, Tim, too. Tim, as well.
My mom was pulling out all the old shit.
iCarly.
She's like, oh, all right. We're not playing anymore, Andy.
Aw. I wanted help.
I still want to try that, though, one day. Like, we'll set us up. We'll pick a movie, and we'll each cast it with a time machine.
All right.
I wonder if someone's already done that. Fuck you, other podcasts. You already thought of that. There. I've preemptively shit-talked.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
Oh, since we forgot it the last couple weeks, let's do some tan laughs.
All right.
Yeah.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Shooting all your good jokes, we forgot it. You need a funny line. Return of this podcast, my friends, because it is tan laugh time.
What's wrong, Tim?
I think something's wrong with my Firefox. It takes it forever to load shit.
Try a different browser. If you have
one. The only other browser I have loaded on this thing is Internet Explorer, and no.
You don't have a million tabs
I will not
open, do you?
Five. But even if I only have two tabs open, it takes a while.
Okay.
Tim, if you go in Firefox to about colon support, it'll bring you up some information. Tell you like all the extensions that you have loaded. So like, if there's a bunch of extensions on there, you can like try turning some of those off.
I do not have about comma support.
Colon.
I don't have about colon. There's no about. There's about Firefox.
Oh no no, no no no! Sorry. You have to go into the browser's URL bar, so the address bar, and just type the word about and then a colon and the word support.
Tech support cast.
Troubleshooting your browser live on Tancast.
Tim, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
That does work with Firefox sometimes. Like, something will happen, some script will go out of whack.
Yeah. So if in that extensions list you see a bunch of stuff that's enabled that you don't need to be enabled, you can go into About Add-ons, or just the I think it's the Tools menu, Add-ons, and you can go and disable some of those and see if that helps. If that doesn't
all right,
help...
All right. We don't need to just...
This is the last thing. If that doesn't help, in About Support, there's something that says Reset Firefox. It's a button like in the upper right side. And it'll keep your bookmarks and I think your passwords and stuff like that, but it'll otherwise reset a bunch of stuff to default settings.
See? I could have cut this off. You could have told me this later.
But this is important for other people to know.
Fuck you, other people.
Oh.
Your Firefox sucks. Deal with it.
Oh. Tim, be nice to people.
Nope.
One day they may help
Why
you.
Should I?
They may help you, Tim May.
One day they may shit on my grave.
They may.
Can't take that risk.
They may, but they may not.
So this tan laugh is from Grace.
Yeah, Grace, all up in your face.
She sent me a bunch, but I'm just going to read one because I'm trying to keep the tan laugh to a shorter segment.
And then you're going to give you a little girly laugh. So
I am.
So cute.
I can't decide which one I like better. I'm going to try this one.
Okay.
Have you ever tried a Wookiee cookie?
Is it like an Ookie cookie?
No.
I have.
They're chewy.
Oh.
Awful.
I remember...
More of those gems, we'll save them for later.
I found a cookbook once, or a Slim Fruit cookbook once, and I think it said Wookie cookie on it. And so I took a picture of it, but I blocked out the W, so it just said Ookie cookie.
Delicious.
All right, I'm going to do one from Tyler. I'm just going to do one, like Tim.
All right.
That's good.
Meanwhile, I'll do some jokes from Kiki.
What?
He's going to do one. Apparently he's doing the Marceau joke.
Noah's
walking against the wind, everybody.
What is a mermaid's favorite song?
My dick.
Salmon Chanted Evening.
Oh, it's awful.
Classic.
All right, I'm going to do a bunch of jokes. From Kiki. And I'm sure some of these we've already done before, but they're Disney jokes, so fuck it. What did Snow White say when her photos weren't ready?
Someday my prince will come. Next.
Why was Cinderella kicked off the soccer team?
She kept running away from the ball. Check.
What kind of vehicles do Disney characters drive?
Got me.
Minivans.
Snarf.
What is Ariel like on her toast?
Areolas.
Marmalade.
Oh.
What is Tarzan's favorite Christmas carol?
Look at my ball.
Jungle Bells.
Oh, I was trying to think of something, and I was like, oh, it's got to be something bells.
Jungle Balls.
Jungle all the
so
way.
That was from our freezing Colorado listener, Kiki.
Is that what she said, or is that what you added?
No, that is Kiki says that. Kiki, we feel your pain.
Kiki.
I feel your pain. Apparently it's
like,
100 fucking
me
degrees.
Me and Noah don't feel her pain. Yeah. It's been nice. I mean, it's cold for us, but
You were feeling her pain. You guys were down to like 20 or 30 or something like that, weren't you?
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
I felt it, though. I don't flip out, though. I'm like, yeah, it's cold. It's not that bad.
It's going to be 72 today, my friends.
Fuck you.
It's 36 right now? Wow, that is a fucking dip and a half.
That is.
72 during the day, 39 at night.
So what is it outside
right
now?
Welcome to Weathercast.
Our podcast is just going to morph
How
as you listen to
was
it.
How everyone's temperatures?
Now I will bring you the world news.
So...
Shit sucks everywhere. Back to you in the studio.
So it's noon here, and it's 33 right now. They claim it's on the way to 44. I don't see how that's possible.
Somewhere in the world, elephants cross road to dodge drunks.
Good for those elephants. Although, I would say that would not work out well for those drunks.
Elephants take a chance crossing the Kanduela Highway in Kasan, North Botswana. It passes all the wildlife corridors monitored by what? It passes all the wildlife corridors monitored by the Elephants Without Borders, EWB, near Chobe National Park.
Okay.
There are a high number of accidents each year since Tempe Adams, who monitors the movements of animals in Kasane. With the help of motion detected cameras, Adams is looking at the effectiveness of small-scale wildlife corridors and where they can help avoid human wildlife conflict.
No, stop.
Oh, exasperated Andy. Good times.
Well, we've certainly spiked the ball now, so shall we sign off?
Yes. Let's see. You're doing it like a Panda Express chef, which is to say, gloriously.
Wonderfully. Deliciously.
Do you ever see an Asian one there?
I always see Asians there.
No, no, doing the cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My local
Seems
Panda.
Like whenever I went there, always Hispanic.
That's often the case, but no, the head chef at my, or the head cook guy at my local Panda is Chinese.
And does it matter? Do you care if, like a person of that, that culture is cooking the food? Does it matter to you?
Nope.
All right.
Nope. Can you follow the recipe?
Here's how it matters. Did it taste good?
Yeah.
Great. Did it not taste good? I don't care who cooked it.
Noah, my taste buds are colorblind.
Remember, never
trust... I can't
trust
taste race.
You can't what?
I can't taste race.
Remember.
Or grace.
Let Noah go.
Sorry. Never trust us to figure out what this podcast is about.
This week, I hate it when people decide that they're just going to spread all their shit all over the overhead bins on a flight.
Oh, they didn't watch the last CSI. That's dangerous.
TANcast. Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TANcast podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TANcast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TANcast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TANcast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TANcast. What?
Oh, I got onto my flight home, and these Floridians had, they just laid their jackets out, like, all... It's like there's nothing else in the overhead bin. There was just, like, a jacket laid flat across the whole thing. I was
what
like,
the fuck?
Oh, hope you like wrinkles.
Maybe they didn't care.
My roll-on is going in. Small things in the way will be bulldozed.
People are very, like, yeah. Oh, do you think... Fuck it, I'm on the train, right? It's crowded. People just have their bags up on a seat. I'm like, really? You don't think someone would want to sit there?
I guess I'm going to sit on your bag on the seat.
I would just go up to people and look. I'm like, oh, excuse me.
Yep.
Nice.
Want to move that shit? What?
I like that you don't say, like, could you move that bag, please? You just say, excuse me, and expect them to move it.
Yep. It should be in the front.
That's
like,
what's good about being a
you know why?
Tall black man. You can just do that shit.
Because it's like, their shit to figure up? Out. They should know when Noah walks up and says, excuse me, they should know exactly
right,
how
I'm
they've
just saying,
sinned.
Like, I would say most people would be like, could you move that for me, please? So I could, if it's possible, if you could, I would, And Noah's like, yo, motherfucker.
I don't say yo,
you know
motherfucker.
What fucking time it is. It's time to move your shit.
I just put my dick and they know what's up.
I'm like, you'd be like, look, I don't have a separate chair for my dick, and it's way bigger than your bag. You better move that, motherfucker.
Look, man, I'm going to rest my balls on something. Is it going to be that chair, or...
See, it's going to be that seat, or it's going to be your face.
Why doesn't my voice all of a sudden get deeper?
I don't know. It seems like it gets deeper and deeper.
That's just my train voice.
It seems appropriate.
Yeah, when you're at work, you're like, hello, thank you for calling wherever I work. I'd just like to let you know that this and that is happening. Oh, I got to hop the train home. Hey, motherfucker, how you doing?
Shit, cocksucker, good night.
I watch that on streaming, too. Just that part, though.
Fried chicken, am I right?
It's delicious.
All the white guys on the train? Yes, it is.
Hey, ain't nobody asking you a goddamn thing.
Cracker. Crackers are delicious, too.
Oh, man. Did you guys
see
the
fuck up, honky?
Did you guys see the 8-bit 8-bit Pulp Fiction?
I did not.
No.
It's good. Check it out.
All right.
Okay.
All right. One last link for your asses. Or your faces. Whichever. Whichever way you consume links.
Could you move your bag? What? What country are you from? What? What ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak English and what? What? English, motherfucker. Do you speak it?
Noah's cock is so big, it was the monster in Tremors.
What? Just now.
Noah's cock is so big, it was the monster in Cloverfield.
All right. Oh, they did other 8-bit ones. Pulp Fiction was really good, though. Anyways, I linked you.
All right. I'll check out that link, and then I'll rub my nipples.
Yeah. There are so many full movies on fucking...
On the YouTubes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to stop recording now.
Me too.
Me three.